Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Brian Ouellette, founder of a 10-plus-year-old pro athlete, direct and founder and creator of the new software service company, Ask My Advisor. Today, we'll be looking into some unknown facts about the average financial advisor client, why this should matter to free agents, and how working with this premise, Ask My Advisor plans to revolutionize the bridge between clients, their vast relationships and connections to financial advisors, and who can guide these people through the COVID crunch. Many are feeling financially to not just survive, but thrive. And Mr. Ouellette, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
That's good to be here. I'm excited to talk about this stuff.
And I am as well, looking forward to hearing all the details, and certainly timely as well. So what's the reason you originally started Pro Athlete Direct?
Yeah, so I, you know, my background through college and then out of college, I moved out to, after graduating from the University of Washington, moved out to Chicago from Seattle and began working on the Chicago Board of Trade. I knew at that time I wanted to be a financial advisor, and it was a great time to move away. I'd never moved out of Seattle and lived in a great city. Chicago's an awesome city, and working on the Chicago Board of Trade, I'd never seen something quite like that. But through that time, began working with the retail group off the floor, got my licenses, my 6, my 63, 65, 7, all that stuff, and spent about a year out there, and then moved back to Seattle and with some of the relationships I'd built in the business through college with a couple of firms I worked with. Began working with Payne Weber, built my business there, and did that for, was in the business for a decade. And it was in 2004, I ended up, had some interest. You know, the internet was kind of booming again. We had the bust in 2000, and things were kind of heating up again. And I, got out of the business completely, sold my book in 2004, started a sports apparel company, Shoe Wallet Active Gear, which I still own to this day. That's a, angel investor, private equity fund invested back company. Now that runs in the background now, and I was doing that up to 2010. And it was funny, one of the things that came up with the investors was I had this great background as, you know, as a financial advisor, and completely went to a different industry, and we weren't leveraging any of my background at all. It was just kind of more conversation than anything. And I just so happened, after that conversation at one of our board meetings, I was talking to a sports agent buddy of mine. And at that time, he was creating a database of sports agents. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And I kind of looked back at my time in the business. I had never looked at working with celebrities or athletes. And he shared with me that infamous Sports Illustrated article, which is How and Why Athletes Go Broke. And a lot of people have seen it. Financial advisors have seen it. It came out in 2009. But in that story, they talked about, you know, over the years, we'd always heard, you know, athletes have these problems with money. Well, I had no idea the extent of the problem was. They report in Sports Illustrated that over 60% of athletes have major financial issues in retirement. And it's not 10 or 15 years down the road. We're talking within 2, 3, 4, 5 years of retirement, these athletes are having major financial issues. And that was a light bulb moment for me right then. I saw that and I was like, that blew me away, because these athletes, you know, they're really, if you look at them, I see them as they're entrepreneurs. You know, a lot of us are growing up as kids. We play sports, your grade school, high school, some of us in college, and very few get to ever monetize their sports. So these athletes, they're making sacrifices as kids that a lot of us weren't doing to get to that level to where they're able to monetize. So unlike most of us where we, you know, we create, Eric, the bulk of our net worth, you know, in the middle or later in our careers, they just happen on the timeline. They do it at the beginning. But just because they do at the beginning, I really saw that as an opportunity. That just means they need to manage it a little bit differently. So I spent about a month in that. That was August of 2010, really researching the industry, seeing, you know, what the need was there. And I decided at that time, I began a joint venture with that sports agent. He was the database back end of it. I sold it through Pro Athlete Direct, which is my company that I launched. And we began to sell that database, which gave financial advisors access to sports agents, which really, it's a pretty fragmented industry. And this was a place where you could bring it all in one spot, and these financial advisors could connect with the agents who really are the gatekeeper to working with athlete clients. And what happened immediately you know, within the first 6 months, we had a lot of traction, but I had these financial advisors coming to me as like, coming to me and saying, hey, this is great. I got all this access to these agents. Now what do I do? And I was like, well, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe you would like some coaching on this. So I began, based off my career in the business and just my career as a business person, began developing a coaching system. And that really gained the traction. And that became the core service of Pro Athlete Direct, where it was really coaching how to create relationships with these sports agents, who are an amazing center of influence relationship to have. And that developed over the last, you know, 10 years, developing and working with hundreds and hundreds of financial advisor members each year, just fine tuning that coaching system. And that's kind of where I've gotten to where I am today. And that's led to this new launch we're really excited about. I'm sure we'll talk about in a few moments, the Ask My Advisor software app.
Certainly appreciate your hitting on some of the highlights there and the vision for Pro Athlete Direct, and being a big sports fan here, it really breaks your heart on those folks that you love to watch play and to later see years later that they've gone broke. That really does break your heart. And I love to see what you're doing in these regards to make a difference in the lives of those pro athletes. Now, what is the key thing you've learned the past 10 years working with financial advisors on the other side of the desk and sports agents?
That's a good question. And kind of to take off what you just said, we hate seeing this. We hate seeing anyone that's created a success and seeing the success go away, when really it could just be some minor planning at the beginning that could protect the bulk of that money. And this is one of the first things we coach these financial advisors, is let the athletes know, you coach them from the very beginning, ideally earlier in their career, that they earn this money. A lot of people, what happens, it's kind of like the money lottery winners, the statistic, there's statistics all over the place, but it's somewhere in the ballpark of 80% of lottery winners within 5 years not only lose the money that they earned, you know, the million-dollar winners, but a lot of them are broke. And you think, well, how'd that happen? You weren't broke before you got the lottery. You got all this money, and now not only did you spend all that money, you went broke. And a lot of times, you know how it is. It's the you know, the old, if you don't feel it's earned, you don't respect it, you don't treat it as such. And if these athletes get in the mind frame of, well, no, I did earn this money. I was the one that was working 7 days a week on my skill. I was the one that was eating right, taking care of my body, getting, you know, improving and bettering myself, so I could ultimately get to a position where I'm a professional athlete and earn an income. When you begin seeing it through that view, that frame, you treat money a little bit differently. And that's really at the core. If you were to ask me what the core of our teaching and coaching is to these financial advisors, and how they communicate with the agents and how they communicate with the athletes, ultimately, is get them the mind frame, no, you did earn this money. And at that time, you can begin looking at it differently and planning a little bit differently. But back to your question, sports agents are an amazing center of influence relationship to have. Back when I was in the, I'm an old Payne Weber guy, Payne Weber turned into UBS, and I went through that training program, which is a pretty highly acclaimed training program. And we were taught, you know, create center of influence relationships with the CPAs, with the estate plan attorneys, et cetera. And those are great. And some of them still can be great, but really over the last decade and more, those relationships have gotten become a bit of a gray area. What I mean is, some of the CPAs, they're getting into the financial advisory business or bringing money in-house to be managed by in-house advisors. And so there's sometimes a conflict of interest. So it's not the pure play center of influence relationship it once was. Doesn't mean you can't have great relationships and have great CPA relationships for referrals and introductions, but it's not what it used to be. Sports agents, on the other hand, the good ones want what's best for their clients. And they can be an amazing alliance, because really the good sports agents, the ones taking good care of their clients, are the ones that want to bring in the best financial advisors. And when you want to bring in the best financial advisors, those are key relationships for these advisors to have. Because one thing people forget, sports agents, by job description, they're not just connected to their athlete client. They're connected to team coaches, team executives, team owners. Think about that. They got the relationship with the owners. When these athletes do their endorsement deals, where a lot of them, that's a primary source of their income, especially after their career's done, who are the business owners talking to? When there's a major car dealership doing a promotion with an athlete, the relationships with the sports agent. So that Rolodex the sports agent has is incredibly valuable. And when you come in there and take good care of a sports agent and help them take better care of their athlete clients, you've got a tremendous asset there in that relationship. And one of the key things we coach is that The good sports agents are the ones looking to take the best care of their clients. The ones out there where there's that gray area, where there's that conflict of interest, where maybe they're trying to get kickback in some capacity from the financial advisor, trying to manage the money themselves or whatever, there's two separate classes of these agents. And when you identify, we've got a specific thing we use with our members to identify. It's a very clear separation, the way you communicate with these agents, the way they get back to you. You can identify which is which. Now you can teach those agents to not only take better care of their current clients, but if you can come in and get a wealth management plan in place where you take good care of these athletes, you can help the good agents begin taking the business away from those bad agents out there. Because let's think about this for a moment. If you've got a plus 60% failure rate, whatever 60% of the athletes playing right now today are doing is leading down that path, because you don't just retire and then suddenly go broke. It's typically something you're doing or not doing now that's leading you down that path. Well, the agents, they've got a high responsibility here, right? They are the gatekeeper, but they're the point guard with these athletes. And the bad ones out there have got to be, you know, if you look at it just mathematically, they're responsible for this in some capacity. So the good agents out there, we call the circular marketing model, to where you really strengthen that alliance with that agent when you can help them not only take better care of their current clients, but then begin helping them take market share from the bad agents out there.
Pretty awesome stuff right there as well. Now, what is the Ask My Advisor app? You mentioned that earlier, and what does it have to do with Pro Athlete Direct?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got, you know, when you do something for 10 years and you put over, you know, we've done the math, it's, you know, over 20,000 hours of research and development into what we've been developing for 10 years, right? That's a big commitment. So you learn a few things. And one of the things we've learned over the last 10 years is there's sometimes a bit of a challenge. It's a competitive market, and there's not tens of thousands of sports agents. There may be 10, 20,000 people that have sports agents next to their name, but really there's only, you know, about 2,500 to 3,000 active agents that have clients. Some of them are in name only. So when you break it down in that regard, and we're working with, you know, hundreds of members at a time, and we're talking to thousands of, you know, when you just look at our guest list of people we're talking to on a weekly basis is thousands. There's a limited pool of these sports agent centered influencers, and that's been a bit of a problem over the last 10 years. Is we have to limit the regions, we have to limit the reach of our members, because if we grow too big, there's certain limitations. Now, one thing with our business, and this kind of holds true with, you know, just about any business, is the, you know, the Pareto principle, right? The 80-20 rule. So really only about 20% of our members are actively developing the system at any given time. It's like gym membership, so it's no different there, but it's still a bit of a problem. So as we, over the course of the last 10 years, we began looking and realizing, I wonder if there's a better center of influencer out there that these financial advisors already have access to. And really about 18 months ago, we realized they already have a center of influencer that's far, not only is it larger than developing the relationship with the sports agents, but it's, you already have it, and it's your existing clients. And oftentimes as a financial advisor, you don't look at it through that lens, to where you realize, oh wait, my top clients especially are my biggest center of influence, because they're voting on me every single month they have money with me. And that light bulb moment began to transition into, we've developed this system into creating a relationship with the sports agents from cold to warm to relationship. What if we take that exact same system, began applying it to your current clients? And that's what we began doing within the last 18 months, using our relationship development system and applying it to current clients. Well, what Ask My Advisor now has done is accelerating all that, because the number one connection you have with your clients is the ability to be a problem solver, right? A financial advisor is a problem solver. Your clients have problems, you solve it by putting a plan in place. Well, what's one of the simplest ways to solve a problem? Answer questions. Right now with COVID-19, everyone's impacted financially right now with COVID-19, right? In some regard. And even though the markets have been strong, we've had a bit of a V-shaped recovery, there's still a lot of companies that have taken a hit, and there's still uncertainty in the air. So our idea with Ask My Advisor was, let's create a place where financial advisors can now not only provide a singular place where it's solely focused on asking questions, but also give your clients a place to share the advisor with others who may have questions too. So now we eliminate the gray area where, you know, kind of how it is now, Eric, if you and I are buddies and you've got a question about your retirement plan, I'm like, hey, you know what? My financial advisor, he specializes in retirement plans. You should talk to him. That's a bit of a gray area. So I may give you the phone number to call him, and you may call him, you may not, may give him email, whatever. But oftentimes it's a gray area. What that results in, gray area often equals inaction. Well, now Ask My Advisor does exactly what it's the name says. It's a place to ask my advisor. So whether it's the client of the financial advisor or a connection of theirs, there's a now a singularly focused place to go and ask that question about the retirement plan you may have had, Eric. You go there, ask the question, hit submit. It automatically goes to the financial advisor. And at that point, that person has now become a connection. And when I look back at my business, you know, 10 years in the business, I had the benefit of the market just starting to heat up back in 1995, right? So I was getting referrals of someone in my mid-20s that I probably had no business getting just because the market was heating up. But my biggest referrals, and, you know, we're talking seven-figure referrals, came from relationships I had. You know, you grew up in Seattle. We had the first wave of Microsoft millionaires and all that stuff, so that was a benefit. But some of my best clients came from these simplest connections. And what I realized from all that, and doing all this research and over the last 10 years, is what you need, the one common denominator of any client, is connection. And so the key with Ask My Advisor is to provide a simple place to make that connection, and from there a dialogue can begin. And that's the key to adding clients and helping more people. And really what we're trying to do through COVID, the idea is help more people by actually helping more people. And we really feel this software app, which literally is a fill-in-the-blank, hit submit, create your profile, now the financial advisor has a private URL to share with their clients. We really feel this approach is going to open up a dialogue creator, and that's really the key to creating connections.
Mr. Ouellette, really awesome what you have here. Phenomenal, no doubt about that. Now, how does it work if, let's say I'm a financial advisor, how does it work on the client side as well?
Yeah, so it's simple by design. So what your financial advisor, Eric, and you work at Payne Weber. Payne Weber is now UBS, but that's my old firm. It's kind of an easy one we use for a demo. And you got your top 25 clients. You can think of them right now. And a lot of times with those clients, they have questions, right? And sometimes me as a client of yours, we'll say, oftentimes those questions, you put them off because, again, it's like, well, I don't feel like calling my financial advisor. I'll deal with that at our quarterly meeting or yearly meeting, and I put it off. But you still have those questions, especially when we go back to COVID. COVID's, you know, brought up all these new questions people have. Well, now Eric has your askmyadvisor.co/, we'll say Eric Dye. Now you have a link that you share in your email signature, you share whenever you have a conversation with your client, whenever you choose to. And now me as a client have a simple place to go that's got a question box where I submit my question. You know, I've got a big question about my tax strategy, right? Tax strategy for 2020. And it's something very specific. Well, now I've got a place to go online through this URL, which is askmyadvisor.co/Eric Dye, or whatever name you choose to have at the end. I ask the question, hit submit, it instantly comes into your inbox. Now you have got a question from one of your clients, and you can answer it. So that's one channel of using this. It opens up communication with your clients. And when I look back at my business and the hundreds of financial advisors I've worked with over the last 10 years, questions are great because guess what? You as a financial advisor get to do what you're best at, answer those questions, right? So those are great, you know, connections. They're great ways to start a conversation and uncover needs of your clients, uncover maybe accounts they have at other brokerage firms or RIAs, whatever. It creates communication. So that's one channel. The other channel, and that's really the key focus here, because we want to tap into, there's some stats I think I shared with you, but I'll kind of run through those. We found in our research, the average person between family, friends, social media is connected to about 600 people. And, you know, social media is obviously big for that. So this means each one of your clients, if you're a financial advisor, Eric, would have over 600 connections. That means your top 25 clients would have over 10,000 connections. So right now, you as a financial advisor have access just one degree past your client to, you know, your clients, your top 25 clients, to over 10,000 people. And who most closely resembles your current clients? It's going to be the people in their lives, right? Their family, their friends, people they work with, people they went to college with, whatever. So if you want to replicate your best clients, these people are, you know, going to be, you know, just on paper, probably the best people to communicate with. So now the second channel using Ask My Advisor is you've got this link now. So if I'm with my buddy this weekend and he's got a question about his, you know, he's concerned about, you know, if he's going to have to delay his retirement because of COVID, right? Well, you know what? Ask My Advisor. So now instead of me giving me, you know, like your phone number or email, which we know those often result in nothing happening, I've got a specific link to you that's designed solely for asking questions. And you've invited me to share this. So now I'm able to just say to my buddy, hey, you know what? My financial advisor's actually got this really easy way. You can just ask us questions. Go to this link, ask a question, hit submit, and he'll get back to you. And it becomes this very low barrier way of connecting people. And we say, you know, it's a way to connect your people, you know, people important to you in your life, without it being all weird and awkward. And that's, it's really simple by design. And the way it's set up for financial advisors, let's keep this, you know, pretend that you're still a financial advisor here. You get a registration page, you go and sign in, and you literally could have a live URL to share with your clients in 15 minutes. That's literally fill in the blank. You'll be pulling some data off your LinkedIn profile, whatever, but you build this profile page, and on that page, it's got the question box, and you are set up. It's that easy.
Phenomenal stuff right there. That is absolutely awesome and brilliant. And I got to tell you, I'm sure there's folks that want to tap into this. No doubt about that. Where can listeners get further details and take advantage of this app as well as Pro Athlete Direct?
Yeah, thanks for asking me. So right now we've just go to askmyadvisor.co. And we've got the demo there. It explains exactly how it works. And then we kind of run through it. And we're updating that page on a daily basis because the software is literally, we're in beta testing right now. So it's a really simple, tight platform by design. And everything's on that page, that front page. You can see the demo video. And you can get on the waiting list. We are only bringing on 100 members during the launch. So the first step is to watch the demo, see if this is something of interest. If it is, get on that waiting list, and then we'll be sending invitations out within the next 10 days.
Certainly sounds like the time is now. Again, folks, that is askmyadvisor.co. Mr. Ouellette, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly enjoyed your visit with us here today.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Thanks for your time, and have a great rest of the week.
Hey, and you too. We've been speaking with Brian Ouellette, the founder of a 10-plus-year-old Pro Athlete Direct and founder and creator of the new software service, or SaaS, company, Ask My Advisor. And for all the details, once again, visit askmyadvisor.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.